So this week, the Reserve Bank decided to keep interest rates on hold at 1.5%. In a statement on Tuesday, Governor Philip Lowe indicated that housing prices may be easing in Sydney, but that levels of housing debt continue to grow around the country. So to speak about the impact of this decision on the Sydney housing market, we are joined by Steve Mann, National and New South Wales CEO of the Urban Development Institute of Australia. So, Steve, what does the cash rate decision mean for the Sydney housing market?
Yeah, g'day, good morning. Look, challenging times in our housing market for purchases. And I guess interest rates being held now, I think it's 12 months at 1.5% being the cash rate, means that that's at a record low. Obviously, the interest rate available to new purchasers has been going up with the banks sort of changing some of their cost measures. But the cash rate, which it's called, remains at that same low price. I think the piece that really is driving housing prices is a bunch of records. One is the low interest rate cut. The other is our increasing population. And the other piece is good news, which is our strong New South Wales economy. And the focus on our big cities. So the truth is, supply of residential is a long-term game. It doesn't happen quickly. It takes many years, so it's got quite a lead time. And we just haven't had the supply able to meet demand. Your listeners would probably be interested that there is the New South Wales finance team suggests that there's 100,000 unsatisfied buyers over the last sort of 4 to 5 years in Sydney who haven't been able to enter the market because of the lack of supply that we've had. So that will continue to sort of dominate demand in the market moving forward.
Okay, so in particular, what does it mean for first home buyers?
Yeah, well, first home buyers have had some incentive out of the state budget to reduce stamp duty and to assist them into purchasing. So that sort of continues to give them an opportunity. Prices have grown very dramatically in Sydney, so we don't expect that dramatic growth to continue, but there's no indication that they're coming off either.
Okay, so if the RBA, you know, in the future were to go, you know, and decide to put interest rates higher, what kind of impact do you think that would have?
Yeah, look, I think that would have an impact in slowing demand. And, of course, people have got the choice of renting. Now, rentals are very tight as well. So, you know, there's a balance to be had there between purchasing and renting for different parts of the community. And there's obviously a big challenge with our ageing demographic as well as people look to sort of downsize and whether that can happen. If interest rates were to move up, and I think that is the more likely move as opposed to down, that would dampen demand, I suspect. But I suspect that won't go up dramatically, and I don't think it will happen this year. I think it's more likely next year.
And do you reckon there's any chance that it might drop even lower?
Well, it definitely could. I think that would be more about something happening globally that meant we needed to react. Because remember, this is a record low cash rate of 1.5%. What has been happening, as I mentioned before, is that the actual rates that banks are charging has gone up probably anywhere between half a basis point to three quarters over the last 6 months as they look at their sort of charges on wholesale funding.
Okay. So I think, in the future, I think we hear a lot about housing supply.
Yeah.
Obviously, high-density housing in the form of units and greater release of land is sort of starting to come onto the market. When do you think we'll be seeing the housing crisis easing?
I think listeners need to think about this being a long crisis, unfortunately. And I've mentioned a couple of those drivers. So strong economy, so that's going to be positive for demand. Interest rates may go up, but probably not significantly. So that may dampen demand, but not significantly. This big backlog, over 100,000 sort of unsatisfied buyers that are looking for the right time or the right period where they've got deposits ready to come into the market. This sense that the market can't react quickly. It's a longer term game. It takes many years to create supply. Probably an extra one that people need to think about as well is that the government charges, the rates and levies that developers are having to manage are going up very dramatically. You might be quite surprised to know that right now all of the different charges that apply represent about 35% of the cost of a new home, and that is increasing with some of the changes, the uncapping of developer contributions that happened in the last couple of months will increase prices on that front, and that funds local infrastructure. There's 15 new SICs. SIC is a special infrastructure contribution which the state government uses to deliver regional infrastructure. 15 of those are going to be applied throughout Sydney. So all of this is going to increase charges, and we're very concerned that it will slow supply, and that's the message that we're bringing to government. Why would you pressure 40,000 new home buyers? That's broadly the sort of number that we need in Sydney to be meeting our population growth. Why would you be charging 40,000 new home buyers potentially up to nearly half the cost of their new home in levies and charges and taxes?
Indeed. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, I'm afraid. So that was Steve Mann from the Urban Development Institute of Australia talking about the implication of the recent RBA decision to keep interest rates at a record low of 1.5%.